Mike Smith! This is year fucking three! I am sick and tired of the bullshit excuses! Mike Smith and his defense just made Trubisky look like fucking Peyton Manning! Enough is enough!
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light. And $5 cocktails, cheeseburgers, and brats. When football is on, you have to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Price and participation may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you've got guys running that dealership that are stick carriers just like each and every one of you. And because of that, they are giving you a special deal that nobody else gets. Go to Mastro Subaru, whether it's in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Tell them you're a stick carrier and you get special stick carrier pricing just for being a Bucks fan. It's that simple. New and pre-owned vehicles, they've got a huge selection. You go in, tell them you're a Bucks fan, tell them you're a stick carrier, and they're going to take some money off of that price just for you. Mastro Subaru with two locations in Orlando and Tampa. Check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else. It's not gonna work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's, and let's do it as a family.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. And I won't answer now. What, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool now. I'm getting on live, but that ain't my style. Who you gonna get? And what he gonna do? Run up on me if you want to. Goddamn pressing his homie. Cut up in front of his mama. I'm up the floor with him. And I can get in the door and let the floor get him. I got fools that'll go get him. It's a real crew and the crew that cut him.
Just like that, the magic is gone. I mean, we all knew the game was over in the first half, so I've had plenty of time to think about the items that I want to hit on in the podcast. And guess what? I still really don't know what I actually want to get into, other than fire Mike Smith. Once upon a time, the Bucks had a coach that changed their franchise, turned it around. This man did things for the Buccaneers organization that many people, including people within that very organization, thought would never happen. That man took a disaster of an organization put the organization on his back, made it the way he wanted it to be, changed the culture, and changed the mindset. You would think in a situation like that, a person that comes in and changes any business from being a notorious loser to a perennial winner within a matter of, 12 months. And not only just a perennial loser, but a loser for 20 years leading up to it. You'd think that that person, if they achieved that type of turnaround for a business organization, would be able to continue to run things the way he wanted to. He did to an extent. That is, until part of his organization failed and continued to fail. It was at that point the owners of said company went to their CEO, COO, whatever you want to call them, and they said, you have to fire that manager. You have to. I know he's your friend. I know you've been friends with him long before you worked here together. I know you might even believe in him and you might work with him again someday. But right here, right now, you either fire him or we will fire you. And thus, Tony Dungy fired Clyde Christensen as his head or as his offensive coordinator. Fast forward to 2018. Nowhere near similar circumstances. Hey, we all like the mindset that Dirk Koetter has, but just because you have a certain mindset doesn't mean that you're just written a free stay with the organization. Just like any organization in the NFL, if you don't win, you're going to be looking for a job soon. Dirk Koetter, this is his fourth year with the organization, his third year as a head coach. And I think what's most frustrating to me before I get into Mike Smith is that these seasons, and this is alarming to me, and I'm trying to be realistic here, not be overly dramatic, not jump to conclusions. We've got plenty of Bucks takes to do that. I love the passion. I love that you all didn't hold back. I always try to see it both sides. And while Mike Smith might be Dirk Koetter's friend, Mike Smith hired him in Atlanta. They both worked together under Jack Del Rio in Jacksonville. That's fine. You can be friends with people. But when it comes to business, your results are more important than your friendship. Period. Because the owners, your management, your senior management, whatever type of business you're in, they don't give a fuck if you're friends with a guy. And quite frankly, Jason Light and the Glazers shouldn't give a shit if Dirk Koetter's friends with his defensive coordinator or not. God, so often we buy into these fucking pussy-ass storylines. I don't care. I don't care if they're friends. I don't care if their feelings get hurt. It's business. This is their job. Yes, their job consists of a game, but it's just like any one of you going to your job. Sorry, but if you work for a successful organization, yes, they want to make sure you're happy, but more so than that, results are what you must produce. Because if you don't produce those results, I don't give a fuck if you're happy or sad, angry or confused. I don't care. You don't have a say. You're not producing, period. Upset. If the Glazers can give Tony Dungy an ultimatum, and as much as I, and I'm sure a lot of you, like Dirk Cutter, Dirk Cutter's mindset is not resonating on the defensive side of the ball. I think it's resonating on the offensive side of the ball. And the Bears have a great defense. So it wasn't going to be the high-flying Buccaneers in this game. But good God! In 2016, during the Bucs' five-game win streak, and it's a shame that we have to go back to that year and talk about one win streak because they really haven't done shit since. But in their five-game win streak of that year, statistically, the Buccaneers' defense was the best in the NFL, neck and neck with the New York Giants. During that five-game stretch, at the end of the season. That's why I bought in, and that's why most of you bought in. I mean, it didn't take a genius. You're sitting there going, okay, that's how this is supposed to work. Beginning of the first year, some growing pains, right? Learning the defense, gonna make some mistakes. By the end of the first year, it starts to click, and wow, maybe this is starting to work. The last thing you wanted to see was this new defensive coordinator go off somewhere else and not be able to continue to build what he had already started. But sure enough, the Giants came calling. The Chargers came calling. But in the end, the Bucs ponied up and paid Mike Smith enough to be a low-paid head coach. Head coach in the NFL. The only thing he has done as a defensive coordinator since getting paid a shit ton of money by this organization is go on to produce some of the shittiest defenses in NFL history. Awful. And it continued on Sunday. Again, I think we need to remember that this is a defensive coordinator who is among the highest paid coordinators in the NFL. In the NFL. I mean, it's just been very difficult. Because you want to say it's the players. I'm not saying you, I'm saying anyone. You want to say it's the players. It's the talent. Gerald McCoy just needs people around him. But then they go out and get people to be around said players. And it really still doesn't help. Because the pass rush is inconsistent. You don't see, Gerald McCoy's got Jason Pierre-Paul. He's got Vinnie Curry. Vita Vea was back in there today. Actually, William Golston's played okay. Gerald McCoy is still not dominating, I think, the way you all or some of you all think he does. And it's not all on one player. But he's the leader, right? The pass rush is inconsistent. The Bears, Matt Nagy, and their head coach, said that the Bucs secondary did exactly what they thought they were going to do. Exactly what they thought they were going to do the entire game. Well, they're rookies and they're learning the system. They're always fucking learning this system. I mean, how confusing of a fucking system do you have? Cover two, cover three. I don't give a shit. Man, whatever. The fact of the matter is, you're not aggressive. Pussy-ass defense, soft bullshit, ain't happening anymore. And they've given him time to change his tune. How do you go from statistically having the best defense in the NFL in the second half of that 2016 season, in particular that five-game win streak, to progressively getting worse each year? I saw Greg Allman tweet out some statistics. I'll give him credit. He broke away from that evil newspaper in town to this Athletic thing. I don't know. I don't think it'll last, but I think it was a good move for Greg for the interim. Greg pointed out, Bucs defense through four games has allowed the most points in team history. More than 76, more than any time in the 80s, more than any time in the last decade. 139 points. It's also the most in the NFL this year. In the last decade, only five NFL teams have given up more points in their first four games. That includes the Lions of 2008, their final record, 0-16. Greg was pouring on the hate on Mike Smith. His next tweet, in Mike Smith's 36 games as Bucs defensive coordinator, 36, Tampa Bay, holy shit, the Bucs. And hold on, I'm just finding out what this percentage is. The Bucs have given up over 400 total yards, 19 times. That's 53% of his games as defensive coordinator. The Bucs have given up more than 400 yards. That is the most in the NFL during that span, and the Buccaneers are 4-15 in those games. 4-15 in those 19 games where the Bucs gave up 400 or more yards. Mike Smith's defense has also given up 30 or more points. 30 or more points. I just want to find out what the percentage is. 13 times. 13 in 36 games. Comes out to 36%. You have a better than a third chance that the Bucs are going to give up more than 30 points in a game and more than 400 yards to the opposing offense. That means, holy shit. So what are you going to do about this, Glazers? It's clear to everyone that you've been desperate for offense for years. Now you finally found an offense, and your defense, they are playing like a bunch of fucking pussies out there. I'm not saying that they are pussies. I'm saying they're playing like pussies. You need an attitude adjustment. You need a mindset change. You need a scheme change. And I don't know if that's 4-3 to 3-4. I don't give a fuck what scheme you run. You can run a 1-10 for all I give a fuck. Or you can blitz everyone every fucking time. Live dangerously. I don't give a fuck. Blitz all 11 guys and see if you just knock down passes every play or get sacks. I don't, whatever works, I don't care. But the fact of the matter is, Mike Smith's got to go. He's got to go. You know, he didn't do it last year, so we're going to revamp the entire defensive line and the entire secondary. And they still suck. It looks identical. Shouldn't that be a red flag? And oh, by the way, I thought one of the guys that had one of the worst games was probably Lavonte David. Missed tackles, Lavonte David and Quan Alexander, touchdown to Cohen. Who's got him? Is it David? David was looking for help. He was looking for help inside, and the only one inside was Quan Alexander. So it's like, damn. Now the linebackers don't even know what the fuck they're doing? This is not good. And listen, I don't know if Buckner's the answer or if Duffner's the answer or whatever. I think you, if I'm, I don't know how prepared they are. I think Duffner can call the plays. I think it'd be intriguing to see what Buckner has. Is Buckner prepared to be a defensive coordinator? But no matter who the interim defensive coordinator would be, and again, I'm acting as if this could happen, unless the Glazers force him, it's not going to happen. But this is fucking ridiculous now. If it were to happen, and if there was an interim defensive coordinator, then it's very simple. You could be great. I still need to make sure that I make the right call if Cutter remains on as head coach. If he remains on as head coach. And quite frankly, right now, if Cutter remains on as head coach, Mike Smith will not be here. It should not happen. We cannot allow this anymore. They wanted to make it about the players. Through their actions, through their words, we're still learning. We need to communicate better. Oh, the actions of the front office, addressing defensive line, addressing the secondary. If anything, Jason Light got duped. Because he probably thought, hey, if I bring in these more talented players, then this scheme is going to work. Right, Mike Smith? Well, no. Because it's a scheme for pussies. Not the NFL. Hundreds of bucks takes were sent in. None of you held back. And that's exactly how I like it. I'll play as many as I can. Next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Riccato's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucks Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Riccato's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at riccatosandwich.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
Cold enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold to me. With every breath you breathe, I see there's something going on. I don't understand why you're so cold. Are we taking time or time out? I can't take the in-between. Asking me for space here in my house. You know how to fuck with me. I feel like we're not together. After everything that we've been through. Sleeping up under the covers.
This is Bucks Uncensored.
So far away from you, distant.
We've got a lot of Bucks takes to get to. So I don't even know how much I'm going to say in this part. I just want to make sure that I get as many as your passionate pleas on. Who better to start with? Let's start with him, the man himself. We'll start with Lou. What up, Lou?
This was a fucking abortion! A fucking abortion! The fucking secondary looked confused! They were fucking pointing their fingers at each other. They didn't even know what the fuck was going on. No QB pressure, man. That motherfucking Tree Biscuit could fucking order pizza back there. What the fuck was that? Dude, Coach Smitty, you got to go. You got to go. I don't know what the fuck happened, brother. I don't know what happened to you, man. I mean, It's no surprise. I mean, fuck, man. We haven't had a decent defense all fucking year, man. And I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just fucking sad, brother. I just wanted to watch a fucking decent game, brother. And all I got was a fucking bear rape. We got fucking raped by the fucking Bears. Fuck. 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 God damn it, man. If fucking Tree Biscuit did this to us, man, what's fucking Matty Ice going to do to us in 2 weeks, bro? Man, if they fire this cat, man, who becomes the D fucking coach, man? Rock Buckner, man? I don't know, man. But, I don't know, man. I gotta go, man. Speaking softly, brother, just ain't working, brother.
Oh, God. You know, I hate that. I hate it when some of my favorite people just get down in the dumps. Hey, good to know that my buddy Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer, I believe he was in attendance up there.
Hey, man, this is Rodzilla, man. Fuck the intros. Fuck that bullshit we just seen. I can't believe... Oh, sorry, hold on a second. Hey, cover your ears, Devon. I got my son here. Cover your ears, man. You don't need to be hearing this shit. Fire fucking Mike Smith. Everybody with me is in fucking unison with that shit. How the fuck you come out here and not prepare for this fucking game? I paid for two seats.
Come on, really?
Dude, that was some fucking bullshit, bro. I'm pissed the fuck off, and it shows everybody in this fucking car. I don't know about you, but everybody's bringing this shit. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Oh, hello, Rodzilla's child. Yikes. Everyone's angry, angry, angry. Does that include my boy, Tony Tega?
Justin, stick carriers. Your boy, Tony Tega here, Section 112. Man, you know, in a week where my best friend, Drew, who I normally watch all the away games with, decided to take a wonderful trip to Chicago with his dad, found myself looking for places to watch the game. Hey, Kamish, where we at, man? You know you want to stay home and watch the game with your dad. That's great. I understand. Hope you had a good time. So, you know what? Me and the beautiful Mrs. Tega decided to sit down. She was obviously a real lady and took care of me and made us some delicious food. And we got to sit down and watch that. You know, I'll say the same thing that I said last year after they went to Minnesota. I'm disappointed that they lost. I am furious with the way they played. What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? I'll tell you exactly what that was. That was an abomination. That was an abomination. And you know what? I don't know if Mike Smith is the problem. I don't know if personnel is the problem. But you know what? The bottom line is something has to change defensively in this football team. What I just saw is not fucking acceptable. And changes need to be made. That's the bottom line. You know what? Everyone's obsessed with the quarterback. I'm obsessed with blocking for him and stopping fucking points from getting scored on us. Figure it out and figure it out fast. We'll be speaking softly for 2 weeks as we're on the bye. Bring a big motherfucking stick with you to Atlanta. That was pathetic.
Wow. Well, at least they have the bye week to prepare for it, but good. Well, I know now that Tony Tega's done, I'm sure he doesn't have anything else to say. Especially, I mean, you can't complain about this defensive line and all the talent they brought in. You know?
Oh, yeah, Justin, one more thing really quickly. I heard through the grapevine that in order to make room for a Vita Vea today, that the Bucs had to deactivate Gerald McCoy. Way to disappear when it counts, you fucking fraud.
Oh, okay. Whew. The things that happen when the Bucs lose a game. Goodness. But it wasn't a loss. It was a complete and utter disaster. Abomination. And, hey, we all got to witness it live, so that was cool. Oh, man.
What in the entire fuck is going on with this goddamn Buccaneer team? Motherfucking 35, 34 to 3, whatever the fuck this is, in the first half is embarrassing. This is fucking pathetic. Mike Smith has got to fucking go. When we re-signed him, I was like the first person amped, hyped, glad that we brought our defensive coordinator back for another year, all of that jazz. Well, guess what? That shit's fucking over. This defense looks fucking horrible. We don't have an answer for fucking Mitchell Trubisky. Are you fucking kidding me? We got this guy out here looking like a fucking all-pro. This is unbelievable. Unfucking believable. I just don't know what else to fucking say. Like, Dirk Cutter has got to make a fucking decision, or Dirk Cutter's ass has to go as well. Mike Smith needs to be fucking fired. Black Monday in fucking October. Get his ass the fuck out of here. Get a new fucking defensive coordinator. Let Brinson Buckner or Mark Duffner or whoever run the fucking defense, because Mike Smith can't fucking get it done. This is beyond horrible, pathetic. Every fucking thing you can think of is dead. Times 10. This is bullshit. Bubba from Philly.
Mentioned earlier, you know, what's alarming to me is these seasons start out the same. Big win. Whatever they happens early on in the season, and then they just fucking go into the tank and start getting their fucking asses handed to them. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, that's got to be coaching. I mean, just look back to last year. They had the hurricane, then they beat the Bears, and God, how different are the Bears from a year ago when they had Glennon? Holy shit. But think about it. They were 2-1 going into the Patriots game last year. Then lost because of the field goals. Then fell fucking completely apart. The year before that, remember? Beat the Falcons on the road. Oh, everyone's feeling really good at that point. Fell apart. They needed a 5-game win streak just to get back in the hunt. 5-game win streaks win you divisions. They don't get you back in the hunt. And now this year, 2-0 against the Saints and the Eagles. Yeah, listen, 2-2 at the bye week. I don't think a lot of us would have been asking for a lot more back in June. But like I always say, and I've told you this time and time again, it is not, I repeat, it is not the record. It's how you get there. 2-2 sounded great in June. 2-2 after beating the Saints and Eagles sucks. And especially as they've progressively gotten worse each game. Which tells me maybe the game plans haven't been as good, offensively and defensively. Defensively, they've been steady. And by steady, I mean consistent. And by consistent, I mean consistently shitty. Offensively, they lit it up against the Saints. They did put up some points against the Eagles. Not as many. Then they struggled in the first half against the Steelers before desperately coming back in the second half. And then today just fucking lost it. They can't run the football. There's no creativity. There's nothing to stifle a pass rush. There's no draws. There's no screens. There's no quick passes. I mean, the screen, the quick pass to Adam Humphries, okay. I mean, we get it. And I'm okay with you running that. But why do we not run that to anyone else? Why are we not trying to get DeSean Jackson in space? Why would we not do that with O.J. Howard after the way he's run? I know not on Sunday because he got injured. But why are we not trying to counter a pass rush with some sort of game plan? I mean, that is putting it into the game plan. How are you not prepared for that? It's just very frustrating. You win, you fall apart, then you try and claw your way back into it, and in the end, you drop too far out. I mean, come on. Good teams lose. Good teams get beat handily every once in a while. But not all the time, and not giving up the statistics I just read about Mike Smith. I mean, how do you even defend that? You don't. Get him out of here and do it now. Your fans deserve it.
Justin Garve in Sarasota, at JP Garve on Twitter. You want fucking passion? I'll give you fucking passion. We have a week to prepare for the Mitch Trubisky quarterback Chicago Bears. A week. What did they show? Fucking nothing. They show up and they look like shit. They can't. That is one of the most disgusting performances I've ever seen. The defense is absolutely pathetic. All those players they brought in doesn't do a shit world of good. So fuck it. You got to fire Mike Smith. You haven't heard me say that yet, but my God, it's got to be done. He's got to be fired. Don't even let him in the fucking locker room. And Cutter standing there on the sideline, you know, he's got to be livid. The fans are. Why don't the Bucks act like they give a fine fuck about winning? How many times we got to put up with this shit? Great offseason. Fucking a huge game. 3-1 we could have been. Now we're a floundering fucking mess. Typical. And if you think I'm the only fan that thinks this, you're wrong. You don't like negativity? How about winning a fucking football game? Carry a big stick, my ass. They're carrying a goddamn wet noodle. And we have to deal with it. And I'm fucking sick and tired of it.
I know the Bucks listen to this, and, you know, you can cater to, you know, your fans that think you never, ever do anything wrong. The fact of the matter is, everyone does stuff wrong. But what you're hearing are some of the most passionate Bucks fans out there. Season ticket holders, people I've known for a long time that are sick of it. Tony Tega sits in 111 or something like that. No, wait. Yeah, maybe 112. Garv, I know, sits upper deck, close to the middle of the field. I think towards the south end, though. I'm just going by some of the videos he posts. Lou, Harold, 119 boys. They all sit in 119. I mean, stick carriers all over that stadium. Well, not all over the stadium, because maybe half the stadium, because the other half's usually the other team's fans. But I've said it before and I'll say it again. This is a blue-collar town. It's a southern town with a blue-collar mentality. We appreciate work ethic. We appreciate nastiness. We appreciate aggressiveness. And we appreciate beating the other team physically. We loved Allstott, Sapp, Brooks, Lynch, Barber. We loved them all because they brought their lunch pail and went to work, just like Tony Tega says. This organization needs that mentality back again. And until they get it, you're going to continue to see losses like this unless they figure out how to get an offense like the Rams have. But even the Rams went out and got Wade Phillips, have Aaron Donald, signed Ndamukong Suh, traded for Aqib Talib, traded for Marcus Peters. You know, they knew they needed a defense to win it all. Jason Light knew he needed a defense. Traded for Jason Pierre-Paul, signed Vinnie Curry, has drafted Carlton Davis, MJ Stewart, Justin Evans, Quan Alexander, Levante David was already here. This falls on the coaching. I didn't just see players being beat. I saw blown coverage after blown coverage. That doesn't happen. Let's make it not happen anymore. Well, that won't happen as long as he's a defensive coordinator.
Stick carriers, what up? It's King Key. Kinky if you're nasty. Got a Bucks take for you. I'm just want to read off some stats, man. Week one, this guy went 23 for 35 for 171 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. Week two, 25 for 34, 200 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Week three, 24 for 35, 220 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. Week four, 19 for 26, 354 yards. That's a 73% completion rating. Six touchdowns. 154.7 passer rating. That's Mitchell Trubisky. A guy who was looking like maybe they made the wrong pick, man. Maybe they should have did Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's all. I mean, guy that just didn't look like he might not be ready for the NFL yet. We made this motherfucker look like Joe Montana. How is that always our MO? How is that still our MO? Whatever's wrong with your team, when you play the Bucks, it'll get going. Like, I just don't fucking get it, man. What the fuck is wrong with this goddamn team, man? What the fuck is wrong with this team? I ain't even got much of a Bucks take, man. I'm just disgusted looking at that shit, man. I don't even want to talk about Jameis, Fitz, none of that shit. Just looking at that defense against a bad offense that's been bad the entire first quarter of the season. Came out and looked like the fucking 99 Rams, 2000 Rams and shit. The 99 Rams on us. Greatest show on turf, outdoors, in rainy Chicago. How the fuck is this possible? Till next time, man. Speak soft to carry a big motherfucker stay.
Thanks, Kinky. I call you Kinky because I'm nasty. Let's keep it rock and rolling. So many buck steaks to get to. Man, oh man, people are pissed.
Justin Lin from New York. The game's not even over yet, and I have no words. The only thing I'm going to say is, you know whose facial expression summed up this whole game? Big Nasty. When he got on TV and his face said everything that every Buck fan was feeling. I don't know what happens to this team moving forward. I don't know if there's going to be some personnel changes, but I have to tell you, I am disgusted by this performance today, and I hope they get their shit together before they get on that field for the next game. Go Bucks.
All right, Lynn, thank you for chiming in, sending in your Bucks take. Appreciate you posting on the Stick Carrier Facebook page as well. Don't forget to follow the Stick Carrier Facebook page, Stick_Carriers on Twitter, and then you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Commish Online. Rico is up. What up, Rico?
Justin, what's going on, man? Chiming in. Just the end of the third quarter, I'm sorry, and I'm sitting in a take. The game is very frustrating. I don't need to elaborate on that because I'm pretty sure everybody feels the same way I do. But real quick, simple and short, I think the Mike Smith era has ended, man. It has to. This loyalty bullshit that Cutter and Smith got going on has to be thrown out the window because it's a business, man. And at the end of the day, Dirk Cutter's on a hot seat, and he has a family to provide for. Mike Smith is going to get Dirk Cutter fired. Because that fucking defense is horrible. Horrible. The scheme is just not working. I don't want to hear this shit about rookies playing. I don't want to hear this shit about communication. It's frustrating because they're still doing the same shit over and over every year. He has to go. He has to go. I know it's crazy to let go of a coach a quarter into the season, but you know what? Fuck it, man. It's a business, and nobody more than Mike Smith understands that. He has to go, man. He has to go. All right.
I think a lot of people are in your corner, man. I think a lot of people are feeling the exact same way you do. And I don't think there's any secret about it.
Justin, T in South Florida. What a fucking embarrassment. First off, I feel very sorry for our fellow Bucks fans that spent the money to go see that shit in Chicago. Thank God that shit didn't happen when I went to fucking New Orleans. Anyway, we've seen the same fucking shit before. Blown coverage after blown coverage with these young guys in the secondary. Hey, Mike Smith, how about simplifying that shit so these guys can play aggressive and not overthink the shit? Because these motherfuckers was running wide the fuck open. How many times we got to keep going through this shit? He's going to have a fucking bye week. Maybe he'll turn it around. Who the fuck knows? But this shit got to get fixed. Fucking JPP played well in the very beginning. That's about all you got. But, I mean, this shit was, they laid a fucking egg today. Boy, we needed, I was complaining about the bye week before the season started, having that bitch too early. Thank God we got it now. Glad we had a Jones sighting. Vita Vey got limited reps. Let's see what the fuck happens. We probably have a game like this every fucking year. But, God damn it, I'm not going to say fire Mike Smith, but nah. Fire Mike Smith. It's not going to happen, so we can't talk into existence. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Go Bucks.
Whoa. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Go Bucks. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Go Bucks. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do it. Do it. Do it right. Whew. Hey, Ronald Jones and Vita Vea played. I mean, I want to see more of them. God,
there was one play where Vea just drove his guy 5 yards in the backfield. I was like, dang, too bad none of that even fucking matters right now.
Hey, Commissioner, it's Craig in Vegas. It's been a while. Hopefully I'll see you for the Redskin game. I'll be down in Tampa for that one. But I'm going to take a different angle on today's game. The continual blowouts that keep happening year after year, it's a lack of accountability in the organization. Since Malcolm passed away, this team has repeatedly been poorly run as a franchise. We all know that the Man U is getting more attention, but they don't have a true president of football operations. The Glazer kids are just not qualified for it. There's no one that can walk in that locker room from the front office and command respect. But there is someone in town, Mr. Derek Brooks, who does have experience from the AFL Storm days. He does have a Hall of Fame, and he knows how to run an organization, and he knows how to run a football team. He knows he can command respect in that locker room as well, too. There's just a lack of leadership in this organization, and until the Glazers step aside and get away from the football operation side and let someone with a true football head run it, you're going to continue to see this as well. They should be begging Mr. Brooks to come back this week during the bye week. They should fire Mike Smith tonight at the airport. But the bottom line is the repeated blowouts in Arizona today, the Atlanta game a few years ago, the Rams game on a Thursday night, continue with the lack of accountability in the organization. Keep up the good work. Speak softly. But we did not carry a big motherfucking stick today. Bye.
Craig, make sure you let me know when you're heading down. Quite frankly, I haven't even memorized the Bucs schedule. I didn't even know they were playing the Redskins. So let me know when you're down, and we'll definitely try and hook up. I love meeting the stick carriers that are coming in, Bucs fans coming in from all over. So love it, Craig. Thanks, and thanks for sending in that Bucs take. A few more we're going to get to, and then we'll call it a day and make it through Monday, make it through Tuesday. We'll come back with another podcast on Wednesday. Right? Right.
Commish, it's Eric in Texas. Been holding my tongue on this for a while. No Bucs takes. I'm fixing to let loose. Please, for the love of God, Dirt Cutter, fire Mike fucking Smith. It's fucking ridiculous. I don't want to hear about the rookies playing. I don't want to hear that shit. How in the fuck are you going to let Titties Trubisky light you up for 6 fucking touchdowns? Are you fucking kidding me? He don't even have 6 all fucking year. Fucking joke. Mike Smith, you're a nice dude. If you had a flat tire on the side of the fucking road, I'd help you change it. But you have no fucking business being a defensive coordinator in the NFL. No fucking business whatsoever. Hasta luego, muchacho. Get the fuck out of town. I love my Bucks. Fire them fucking cannons.
Yeah, fire those fucking cannons. And put Mike Smith in it. And then fire it. And point it completely out of town. That would be phenomenal. All right, let's get one more in. And we'll close this bad boy up.
Hey, Justin, it's Brandon, Bucks fan from Philly. I know Mike Smith is our weakest link, and I would love for him to be dismissed maybe during the bye week, and we can move like Brinson Buckner or another position coach to that DC slot so they can instill some plays on an extra week. But Cutter gave up the play calling duties to help out on the sideline. He is responsible too. This is his team ultimately. Like, what is he doing? When I know the defensive coordinators are normally in the booth, but it's like, what is he doing to help out the defense? Because he's watching this shit show live. He's on the sideline. He has the same smack face I have, but he has to actually see these players when they're just getting scored on. They only come off the field when the second overall quarterback in last year's draft keeps scoring touchdowns. 5 touchdowns in the first half. Are you serious? The other 3 teams were playoff teams. I get the Saints, I get the Super Bowl champions, I get the Steelers. But Mitchell Trubisky, 6 touchdowns, 5 in the first half? I mean, we might as well start playing on Saturday if we're going to look like a college football defensive team. Like, we're just giving up points. Like, the fact that teams put up 30-plus against us every week is just like, we need to be playing on Saturday. Make all our games on Saturday in London so it justifies the way our defense plays. But something has to happen with our defense. It's not the players, it's the coaches.
All right, so let's wrap it up by saying this. They might fire Mike Smith. They might not.
If they do, I'd like it to see Buck. I'd like to see Buckner, because I don't think Duffner is the even close to a long-term fix. And I'd like to see what Buckner can do. I'd like to see how aggressive he can become or how aggressive he can be. They need to be aggressive on defense. They really do. After that, I want a full evaluation of head coaches that are fired, of with a defensive background, of other defensive coordinator candidates that might be out there. But the next defensive coordinator for this team has to be aggressive. Get after the other team. God, I hate defenses that are pussies like we are. Ugh. Just the worst. And they never fucking change shit. It is the definition of insanity. Continuing to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Shame on you. All right. I hope you all have a great week. I know I will. On Wednesday, we will have big news relating the future of this podcast. So make sure you download and listen to that one coming up. We will also be doing a stick carrier watch party for the Falcons game in 2 weeks at Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. So I probably shouldn't be mentioning that now. I want y'all to get over this. And in 2 weeks, the Bucks are 2-2. They're 2-1 in the conference. They're 1-0 in the division. The Falcons are 1-3. 2 weeks to prepare for them. All right, I'm starting to talk myself out of this black hole that I'm in. Enjoy your Monday. I'm going to see you at Buffalo Wild Wings in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from this past Sunday. Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. So make your plans, make your arrangements so that you can be there. It'll be a great time. You know our watch parties get wild. And go Bucks, man. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings being an amazing sponsor. Thanks to Mastro Subaru. Love those guys giving stick carrier discounts. Thanks to Bricados, B4, Christian, and Headlines Barbershop. And thanks to each and every one of you. These podcasts, these episodes are getting outrageous downloads right now. Really, really happy about that. And really big thanks to each and every one of you and our sponsors. Y'all are the ones that make the podcast happen. I know I put in the work and the hours, but without you listening, without the sponsors picking up the costs of putting this podcast together, I wouldn't be here doing this. So thanks for letting me do my hobby. We'll end in the words of the hell with it. I'll finish it off. And that is the Glazer boys, the Glazer family. We never, ever hear from them during the regular season. And rightfully so. I'm not afraid with them having that reputation. But what I'm hoping for right now is that they're speaking softly. And very, very soon, they're going to walk into Mike Smith's office and they're going to carry that big motherfucking stick and fire him. Nailed it.
Show!